back at it for a Monday. Thanks for being a part of the fun from the Beach Bunker. It's the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Hope you had a great weekend. I didn't blow away. It was trampoline relocation weekend. Oh, my God. Power outages, trees blown down. It was a nasty one. I hope everything is okay where you are as we get another week underway. Let's get going. Not only a disaster as far as the wind is concerned, a bit of a disaster at the box office for Joaquin Phoenix's new project with Lady Gaga, the new Joker movie. Apparently not all that good, although it did take number one at the box office. We'll talk a bit about that this morning. Also, we'll take you to the World Testicle Cooking Competition. Yes, so your Monday is not complete until you... Not chili competition, not barbecue competition like Porky Jr.'s used to. This is the World Testicle Cooking Competition. I don't know if I want to be a judge in that one. Also, some sad news. Madonna's brother passed away over the weekend. We're going to introduce you to a woman from Texas who has spent over $1,000 on pumpkins. But you know what? She spent a grand on pumpkins, and the views that she is getting now on TikTok and Instagram, it doesn't matter. Money's no object when it comes to internet fame, and you're about to see why. Also, the new drink for 2025 is called Protein Diet Coke. If you like floats, ice cream floats, you might actually like this. I'm hedging my bets on this. I'm kind of on the fence. We'll take a look at it, and maybe we might even taste it. Protein Diet Coke. Also, this is making the rounds this morning, and boy, if you've got kids in school, you're going to want to stick around for this. Teachers are revealing the very disturbing realities about students in 2024. The disturbing realities are so shocking. These teachers say parents need to start paying attention to what the teachers are saying. And, of course, they're not saying it to the parents directly. They're saying it indirectly and creating some amazing online content for us to enjoy instead of taking it up individually with the parents. But we've got it for you this morning. And, boy, some shocking video out of Las Vegas. Everyone is safe. Everyone is gambling now. Everyone's enjoying themselves in Las Vegas. But a Frontier Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing over the weekend, and one of the engines caught fire. And, of course, it made for some amazing video. And we have the conversation actually from the control tower, and that makes it even more dramatic and interesting. But, again, the headline here is everybody's okay. Everybody's safe. It's a Frontier Airlines plane. They fly to Bismarck, so it's not a Canadian jet. We've got the countdown to Thanksgiving on, and I am pleased to report that we don't have anything as cold as we had last week. Remember, -5 last week? We are not going to see overnight lows dip that low at all this week. Actually, the coldest morning we're going to get is going into Thanksgiving weekend at -2. We're in for a gorgeous week and a really nice Thanksgiving. Today, sunny 19. Tomorrow, sunny 22. Wednesday, sunny and 26. That is like 15 degrees above normal for this time of year. You saw my pierogi bucket that I'm going to put out for Halloween? Look at that. I saw Greg on the weekend, and look what he gave me. Oh, the Tim bucket, the Tim Hortons. So now I'll have a little Tim's bucket for my pierogies. Yes, you can get these, they fill them with Timbits, like 31 Timbits for $10.99, if you can find them. This is the hottest Halloween item in the world right now, this Timbits bucket, and I've got one. I've got a Tim bucket, and it glows in the dark. And when you come trick-or-treating, I'll have pierogies in it. Maybe I'll have different varieties. Maybe I'll have prune pierogies. Maybe I'll have meat pierogies. No, that's too expensive. But I'm so... Anyway, go get your Halloween garb at Tim Hortons while supplies last. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with 10 area locations to serve you. I got to put that behind me on the Beach Bunker shelf. They also have ghost mugs available for you to purchase. And they've also got glow-in-the-dark tumblers at Tim Hortons. You've always got time for Tim's and the best deal on breakfast. $3 breakfast sandwich with the purchase of any hot or cold beverage. Again, they do it up best in Brandon, Virton, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Moosomin. And our friends at Leon's, Leon's Furniture Superstore, Victoria Avenue West in Brandon, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show, where they've got employee pricing on for a limited time. I think it's till the 16th, so another 10 days for you to pay what they pay at Leon's Furniture Superstore. Need a new bed? Some new appliances? Maybe you were watching the football game over the weekend and you thought, ah, this is not a good TV. I need a new one. Then guess what? You get the employee discount at Leon's right now. Go to leons.ca or 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And speaking of cheese, cheddar cheese baked with the onions and the bacon. Oh, God, that reminds me of those pizza buns at Kuiper's Family Bakery. You think, well, what's so special about a pizza bun? Until you've had one. Until you've had the sausage roll. Until you have had the delectable treats in Manitoba's favorite bakery, Kuiper's Family Bakery. You want a quick lunch idea, you whip into Kuiper's Family Bakery and you get yourself one of those pizza buns, and I guarantee it, you will not be disappointed. Big chunks of pepperoni on there. Oh, yeah. 100% Canadian cheddar cheese baked into those pizza buns. They are out of this world. One of the many delights that I love at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Again, from hot dogs and hamburger buns to rye bread and fluffy dinner rolls. Oh, you could get those for Thanksgiving. Good for turkey sandwiches after, too. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Get all your baked goods there for your Thanksgiving goodies. Your Thanksgiving goodness. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Jason's GT on from Facebook. He says, finally got to meet you in person. And popped on the stream for 3 minutes. That was fantastic. We set a record for most guests. That was, I think, our fourth or fifth on-location live stream. And thanks to you and you guys showing up. And we just had such a blast. We had so many people on the stream. It was a new record. Co-hosts. Record number of co-hosts. Can't wait to do that again. Hooking up the stuff, I'm not a fan. But once it gets hooked up and it's working, and it's so much fun to talk to everybody. We have lived in this home, the Beach Bunker headquarters, for 14 years. In this home, we have one tub. I have used that tub a total of 2 times. I don't think I've, like, to have a bath. Maybe twice. And I think both times it had to do with surgery of some kind. I find tubs gross. I'm a bit of a germaphobe. I'm using hand sanitizer all the time. That's why, you know, when you're hanging out with me, it smells like I've been drinking, even though I might not have been. Maybe I have been, maybe I haven't been, but I always smell like I've been drinking because I like the hand sanitizer because I'm a germaphobe. So tub or shower, I feel like you're like sitting in filth. The filth is off you, but then you're sitting in your filth. You know what I mean? But it's okay. If you like the bath, Yellow Jackets also want a vote for the shower. Shower versus tub. Tub versus shower. Ryan says, it splashes filth all over us. Oh, the filth. This escalated quickly, says Dana. It always does, Dana. It always does. We have another tub lover. Mary says, I'm a tub lover and you can't tell me no different. Okay, Mary. Like to soak. Jackie, also a hot bath is the only way to soothe the old joints. Especially when you're arthritis.
Especially when I got my arthritis flares up and I like to sit in the tub. Sitting in the tub.
Cindy also likes the tub when it's freezing cold outside. Likes to get in a hot tub. Cheryl's one for the shower. MJ says, beach bunkers after dark with the tubs. It's a tub show. Bring your rubber duckies. Tara says, 100% shower. If I bath, I have to shower after. I'm sorry, if I bath, I have to shower after the bath. Yeah, I kind of find it gross. I don't know if I'd go that far, but yeah, I certainly understand where you're coming from. Nancy likes tubs. Michelle likes a good soak in a hot tub, especially in the wintertime. I think that's along the lines of Cindy. Like to conquer the cold by easing into the bubbles, easing into those bubble baths. Zumba Bernice says, bath for relaxing, showers for cleansing and shampoo. Pools aren't much different, says Molly, although they do have chemicals in them, unless you put chemicals in your tub. I don't dislike chlorine when you go swimming. I know a lot of people are like, this pool sucks. I smell chlorine. I'm one of the few people that's like keeping my mouth shut as we're swimming. I'm like, don't you think this is terrible, Tyler? You can't even see. Yeah, my eyes are watering and my nostrils are kind of burning with the chlorine. But I got to tell you, I'm a germaphobe. To me, it means that the germs are being killed. And these kids who are peeing in the pool, and don't tell me they're not, they're peeing in the pool. They've been in there for 4 hours playing and none of them are coming out. Come on. No one can hold it for 4 hours. So that smell of chlorine is just like, oh, okay. So maybe I need chlorine in my tub. Is that what you're saying? Maybe some chlorine in the bathtub. KDD says two different purposes for me, shower in the morning and an odd bath at night. So we've got shower in the morning, bath at night. You got a shower in the summertime, bath in the wintertime. Twyla likes a shower. Jody does both. Lindy likes the shower. Michelle says shower. I can't soak in my own filth and classify that as clean. Sounds like Michelle is a germaphobe, kind of like your friend Tyler. Another person who has a shower right after their bath. Wow, I don't feel so
crazy.
Like I'm the only one that's soaking in the filth. Michelle says tub. Holly says shower. She even got rid of her tub. She says, I got rid of my tub a couple of years ago. Janine says, I love the shower, but also love to soak in a hot tub. Again, something that you can put chemicals in. And people should be getting out of the hot tub to go pee now and again, right? What about pooping in the pools? Oh, I was at a hotel recently and that happened. I was so upset. Sorry, pool's closed. Why? A kid dropped an O. Henry bar in the pool. So what? It's chocolate. No. A kid dropped an O. Henry bar in the pool. Wink, wink, nudge. Oh, crikeys. That means I can't go swimming. They got to shock the pool again. Who's pooping? Come on. Zumba Bernice says people sit at pool bars and also don't leave for 4 hours. Okay. Yeah, that's the pool bar exemption rule. That is it. That's the exemption rule. Also, there's chemical in the pool. And because you're drinking alcohol, I know how the body works. Your body's getting rid of alcohol, and alcohol is a cleaner. You're peeing out your alcohol. So that does not count. You get an exemption. You know what I'm saying? It's booze in, booze out. And I mean, you're basically a walking sanitizer machine. Peeing hand sanitizer. It is what it is. It's science. I don't make this stuff up. Actually, I do. But shit happens. Michelle says, show up best on a camera. Couldn't see the red without it. Oh, wow. That is cool. Thanks for sharing, Michelle. That is awesome. So anyway, go for a soak in the tub if you like a tub. And maybe go for a soak and then have a shower after if that's your jam. Because today is National Tub Day. At Epp Law Office, if you're buying or selling a home, please remember Epp Law Office to help you with all the transactional stuff, all the paperwork, all the boring stuff. You're excited because you're going to get those keys. And the exciting part is dreaming about what you're going to do with all those different rooms, maybe some of the renovations you're going to do. Your head is in the clouds, but you need somebody with their feet on the ground to make sure that all those T's are crossed and I's are dotted. And that's why good lawyer is important, and they don't get any better than Andrew and the crew at Epp Law Office. Whether it be real estate, whether it be wills, whether it be corporate law, business law, see them at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And speaking of experts, when it comes to fixing your car, as far as your car's body is concerned, scratches, dents, maybe you've got some hail damage that you suffered through the summertime, take it to our friends at Auto Fashion, because Auto Fashion will make it like it never even happened. And maybe you've made an investment in something like a sports car or a sport utility that you really want to make sure you can hang on to for many, many years to come. You might want to get something called ceramic coating, and these people do it the best. Cars are coming from all over. Saskatchewan, they're SGI accredited for hail claims, MPI accredited too, but the cars are coming from all over. over, including a lot of Porsches, Corvettes, things like that, out of Winnipeg to get them all coated so that they're protected, right? And they can do your vehicle too. And of course, detailing and a whole lot more. Go to autofashion.ca or visit them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Finally, coming up on Thursday, our friend Rob and his crew got Huey Lewis and the News music set to hit the stage at the WMCA. Hip to be Square will perform on the 10th. That is this Thursday. I wanted to put that on your radar because they do all of Huey Lewis and the News' big hits. Fun Thursday night out. And you go out on a Thursday night, and then even if you're a little bit, you know, sore in the head on Friday, it's a long weekend. How cool is that? Tickets are $46.50. Doors open at 7 o'clock, and I believe the show is at 8 o'clock. $46.50 includes your taxes and service charges. Call the WMCA box office at 728-9510 or visit the WMCA online. You can also search out Hip to Be Square on social media and find Rob and the crew. And as we look forward to their concert Thursday, again, at Westman Centennial Auditorium, celebrating 55 years as an amazing concert venue in our community. Should be fun. Sad news. Madonna lost her brother over the weekend. He was just 63 years old. They have had a complicated relationship. You may want to know what he looked like. You could see some resemblance there. He was just 63 years old. Christopher Caccione died of cancer October 4th. His family confirmed to Us Magazine, surrounded by loved ones. You know, like many celebrities, sometimes they get along with family, sometimes they don't. It was on again, off again, on again, off again, and then he got sick, and then they reconciled, thank God. And so, some sad news there. The Joker stumbling hard at the box office. Top movies at the box office this weekend. The Joker, Follet à deux, came in at number one, took in $40 million, followed by The Wild Robot, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Transformers 1, and Speak No Evil rounded out the top five. But The Joker 2 is getting panned. If you follow anyone on social media that is a movie review guru or anything like that, did you see the new Joker movie? Any Sunseekers before we run? I'm thinking it drops out of the top five after this weekend. This is a thing with movies. Word gets around. The first Joker was planned to be a standalone film, not originally written to spawn any sequels. However, the immense success of the movie led to the next one. They had so much fun working on the movie that was the inspiration for the second one. The director also shared how Joaquin Phoenix was only willing to return if he felt scared that it wouldn't work, which may have led to the risky move of turning the film into a jukebox musical. I'm very curious to see if the Sunseekers went. Let me know. I'd like to know if it's a stinker or not. Folks online are saying so far that it is. So,
I used to love my morning coffee until it stopped loving me back. The bloating, the discomfort, it just wasn't worth it anymore. Then I found Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's real coffee blended with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Now I get my morning ritual without the crash or the discomfort. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, you could win $100 cash or even get your entire order refunded. Head to everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Whoa, right engine. And as soon as it lands, the emergency crews are right on top of it, right on top of it. Now, that, I believe, happened on Saturday. That Frontier Airlines plane really has not moved. They're taking a look at it and obviously going to examine why that could possibly happen. But what's interesting is that there is actual audio from the air traffic controllers. When you mix it with the video, it's amazing how calm, cool, and collected they are when you're traveling. So if something, a story like this freaks you out a little bit, it really shouldn't. Traveling by air is still the safest way to get anywhere. And these people who are responsible for making sure the airplane is in the air, making sure it lands properly, even in the instance of an emergency, they have so much training that they're able to keep their cool, keep everything under control.
Red Dog 4, we have no communication with the pilot whatsoever. His radios are out. We have no communication with the pilot.
Red Dog. Hey, what's going on back there? Can you guys hear us, Frontier Flight 1326?
Frontier Flight 1326, Frontier Flight 1326. If you can acknowledge anything on this emergency frequency, vehicles, personnel are standing by.
Okay, what do they see outside?
Okay, they got a fire in the right engine. They're putting it on the right side, fire in the right engine. I'm not sure if your gear has collapsed, but they've closed that runway behind you.
Okay, we're going to evacuate on the runway momentarily. We've got a checklist run.
French of Five, they say they acknowledge the fire's out at this time. It appears to be on the right side of the airplane. They put it out right now. They're still spraying.
Yeah, we're going to evacuate French of Five 1326.
French of Five 1726, roger.
Yeah, so we're going to shut everything down. We'll evacuate here on the runway.
Your post right mains are flat. Looks like left mains also probably.
Okay, thank you. We're running a checklist. We'll be with you momentarily.
Spraying the entire airplane, make sure no sparks can, you know, reignite this. And at the same time, they're getting everybody off the airplane using those chutes to get everybody off, use the slide to get everybody off of the airplane once the once all that foam has been done, has been put on the aircraft. Nice big bath for the airplane. Nice big bath. So all is well. Dramatic footage, dramatic audio from air traffic control, but everybody is safe. Lots of questions about the incident. The airline says the cause of the incident is currently under investigation and that the pilots detected smoke and declared an emergency when they were approaching Las Vegas. According to a passenger on the flight who was interviewed for the local news, the crew didn't inform passengers of any emergency prior to landing. So it appeared as if it was just any ordinary landing. He claimed the landing was hard and that he saw fire trucks as they landed. And really, he said that everything was so calm on board the airplane, they assumed that it was for something else. So the plane lands, and then all of a sudden, they're getting bathed with the foam and the fire retardant. And so obviously, there's huge kudos going out to everybody, for the crew for keeping everybody calm, the pilots for keeping everybody calm, air traffic control. It's exactly what's supposed to happen. So all's well that ends well. How many pumpkins do you have? I don't have any right now. I am waiting for the price to come down. I like that the closer you get to Halloween, the cheaper the pumpkins get. The $14 pumpkins are now $10. The $10 pumpkins are now $4. And I'm waiting for the $4 pumpkins to make an appearance at Dollar Tree. I'll wait until they're $1. And I'm reminding myself that next year, I'm going to start planting pumpkins. Do you have any pumpkins at all? And are you out a lot of cash? This woman spent $1,000. This woman in Texas spent $1,000 on her pumpkins, but her content's called porch pumpkins. When you spend $1,000 on your pumpkins, you become an internet sensation. Molly says two glass ones. I think I'm going to go and try and find some ones that I can recycle. It's kind of like the Christmas tree. Don't have a real Christmas tree. It's the artificial tree. So she spent thousands of dollars on her decorations. Her name is Heather. Heather explains that it all started when her friends were paying thousands of dollars to have Christmas decorations installed in their homes. She is obviously an affluent person. Since she had already experienced decorating her own home with pumpkins each fall, she decided to take the leap in 2020 and launch a small business where she goes to people's homes and decorates them with pumpkins. So is she good? Well, here's her place. Here's how her place looks. And that's gorgeous. Worth thousands of dollars? I don't think so. And, you know, they're just something that you quickly look at and then move on because they're kind of gross. Gourds are like the vegetables that have warts on them, right? So apparently you can give this woman hundreds and hundreds of dollars. She'll show up and she'll decorate your porch. She says, my first year in business, I expected to maybe put pumpkins on 30 porches. In 2020, we did 250 porches. I'm bitching about paying $14 for a pumpkin, and these people are paying hundreds of dollars to have her come and decorate the steps like this. It's amazing what people will pay for, though. I mean, is that really worth $850? Melissa seems to think so. She said that people spend a ton on Christmas, so why not Halloween? And she figured maybe if she could get 10% of the business, she could do okay, and she got way more than that. I'm thinking if people are going to pay you to put pumpkins on your step, you go, girl. You do it. Then they look great. Sunrise Credit Union is looking to help your organization. Sunrise Credit Union is once again asking for folks to visit their website at sunrisecu.mb.ca. Take advantage of the fall intake, they call it, the fall intake for building communities, because that's what Sunrise Credit Union loves to do. Building communities, 19 branch locations across southwestern Manitoba. They're focusing on the needs of their members, staff, and communities. So if you've got a nonprofit group, if you've got a nonprofit project, maybe it's some playground equipment, maybe you're doing some work with a senior center that could use some funds, maybe you're working with an activity center, they could use an extra little cabbage, as it were. Sunrise Credit Union and the Building Communities Grant, now accepting applications for the fall intake until October the 31st. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. As I mentioned earlier this morning, we're going to live stream from Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota on November the 2nd for the Hunter Hayes Ticket Pickup Party. We can't wait for that show. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll live stream from 4 till 6 that Saturday afternoon. You're welcome to drop on by. We'd love to have you take in the show with us. It's going to be a great time. And maybe that won't be your weekend to visit Skydancer. Maybe you'll check it out some other weekend and check out that beautiful Turtle Island Adventure Water Park and all great food and games, including the new Squid Game slots they've got there. They got Squid Game. They got NFL. They've got all kinds of your favorite TV shows and movies and everything themed. These machines they've got are absolutely off the charts. They get them literally out of Las Vegas, and they come up to the Skydancer Casino, and most, if not all, are machines that we just don't have access to up here. So it is worth the trip. 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt, North Dakota, the beautiful Skydancer Casino. Visit SkydancerCasino.com. Elkhorn Resort, Clarsau Nordic Spa. Again, they have live entertainment going on there through the month of October. And not only do they have a soak and stay special available for you where you can relax and unwind at the Clarsau Nordic Spa for just $268. That's a one-night stay in a deluxe room and two Clarsau passes for $268. They also have a two-night stay as well. They have got a big show coming up this week, actually. October the 12th, Saturday, is the Dine and Delight tribute to the Highwaymen. Ripped right out of the headlines. We lost Kris Kristofferson not that long ago. The Highwaymen tribute will go at the Elkhorn Resort Clarsau Nordic Spa this Saturday. There's an early bird dinner and show. The dinner and show early bird deadline is passed, but there is a dinner and show. It's a buffet dinner and the show. It'll cost you $95 per person for the evening. Show only is $50. Doors open at 7. Show is it at, doors open at 5. The show is at 7. And in between there, you'll have your eats and your drinks. Call the Elkhorn Resort Clarsau Nordic Spa for more, 848-2802. That's the big Highwaymen concert on Saturday. So you got a tribute to Huey Lewis in the News on Thursday and the Highwaymen on Saturday at the beautiful Elkhorn Resort Clarsau Nordic Spa, Clear Lake. And Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here. $10,000 for you, $10,000 for your community initiative with the Together We Win contest, which continues. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, Neepaw, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. Together We Win. Until October the 23rd, you can win $10,000 for you, $10,000 for your community, plus weekly prizes of co-op gift cards and shopping sprees. Spend at least $50 at your co-ops of Westman Food or Gas Bar, and then upload your receipt online, and you're entered to win. No purchase necessary. Terms and conditions apply. Get full details at togetherwewin.crs. Here we go. Some folks gathering for what is to be the most delicious display of culinary excitement. Look, they hand out the awards. What do they look like? There we go. Look at their, they're sitting there. They're boiling. They're frying. You can deep fry them. You can boil them. The Testicle Cooking Championship. There looks to be a little bit of hoochie hooch going on there. They're playing music and they're, look at, there's a lot of people there. Does it say where this is going on? Have you ever had prairie oysters before? Don't be shy. Don't be shy. Have you ever had prairie oysters before? I have not. It is in Serbia that they, the culinary capital of the universe, a place you've never heard of. I'm going to see if I can pronounce it. Gornji Milanovac, Serbia. It is a championship that regularly attracts 1,000 visitors to watch a total of 12 teams cook balls. Dang Dong says, prairie oysters are what? That's nuts. I'll quit busting my balls. Cindy says, bull balls. Say that 10 times fast. Bull balls, 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 bull balls. I thought they only sold them to folks who were in the military, mainly seamen, you know? Oh, the jokes. The jokes. They just keep on coming. Hey, can you wrap those up? Put them in a bag for me. Like two to a bag. So a McDonald's chef says, don't order the Big Mac. That gets my attention. Why should I not order the Big Mac? Aren't you a McDonald's chef? He's don't not saying don't order a Big Mac. Don't not order McDonald's. What he's saying is that there's a better way to get the meat in a Big Mac without paying the Big Mac price. We call that a TikTok hack. What do you say, McDonald's chef? What are we supposed to do here?
Don't order a Big Mac. You should be ordering this every time. A McDouble like a Mac. You save like $2. And if a restaurant is not willing to do that for you, maybe don't go to that one. Go to a different one, because this is the superior way. McDouble only has one slice of cheese, just like a Big Mac. There's no middle bun. It is so much better and cheaper.
So you do the McDouble?
Don't order a Big Mac. You should be ordering this every time. A McDouble like a Mac. You save like $2. And if a restaurant is not willing to do that for you, maybe don't go to that one. Go to a different one, because this is the superior way. McDouble only has one slice of cheese, just like a Big Mac. There's no middle bun. It is so much better and cheaper.
He is an ex-chef at McDonald's. So what he is saying is order the McDouble, but tell them to make it like a Big Mac. And as you heard him in that video, some stores might look at you sideways. See if they'll do it for you. You get more meat, less bun, and you save money. Food, fun places, mayhem of life. What can I say? Robin says, I know this hack. I do it all the time. It is approved. Sunseekers have done it. We haven't seen the movie Joker. And we don't have any teachers in chat this morning, but Robin is here to say, yes, it is a hack that works. And Robin does it all the time. There you go. Thank you, Robin. I love it when we have something on and we know that it works. Sometimes these hacks that they do, you just go, I don't know if that's going to work. Or is this going to work? Like this one. Leaving you this morning with the protein diet Coke hack. Not so much a hack, but maybe a new beverage trend. It sounds disgusting, but I have to be honest, it reminds me a bit of a float. What this person is doing is they're taking a Diet Coke and they're mixing it with the protein shake. And depending on how you pour this thing, it can actually look pretty good. Let's have a look-see. It's called Viral Protein Diet Coke. Wow. See, they just got her Diet Coke sitting there on the counter with the ice in it. She's got some chocolate vanilla protein shake.
I'm not usually one for viral food trends, but I just saw a video on my For You page about protein Diet Coke that the girlies are drinking down in Utah. Utah girlies know their soda, so we're going to try it. I coincidentally had all the ingredients. I actually love these protein shakes. They're really great for after a workout. Obviously, you know I love Diet Coke, and I also love a Coke float, so I feel like this could be similar.
Okay, well, so she's already determined that her taste buds are impaired, because Diet Coke sucks. Diet Coke sucks. Coke Zero is where it's at. And don't tell me it's all just marketing, because it's not. Coke Zero tastes better. I know it's a black can. Doesn't have the word diet in it, but I can tell the difference. You could do, if you want to try a blind taste test with me, I will prove to you. I taste aluminum in Diet Coke. Tastes metally to me. Anyway, more on this protein Diet Coke. We'll make ours with Coke Zero when the opportunity arises. Here she goes.
I got so excited about this idea that I started this video before even finishing the original video that I saw. So I don't know how much of this she put in her Diet Coke. So we're just going to add a splash. This is a bit more than a splash. This is crazy.
Yeah, you're making a mess. Man, a hell of a mess.
The liquids are already separating in a way that looks really strange. All right, cheers. Yep. Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow. Wow.
Wow. That is phenomenal.
That's awesome.
If you like a Coke float or a root beer float, this is like identical. Stop.
Wow.
Oh my God. I mean, I was expecting to like it, but I love it. Like, I think I'm going to start doing this.
It looks good. It looks like a float.
Oh my God.
I think that that could be a meal replacement. Yummy, there are some days I'm super slammed.
Tummy. Whoever created this invention needs a James Beard Award.
Okay, so we may have a couple of great hacks. First, the McDonald's hack. And now this is a mixed protein drink. This is not protein powder. You don't want to be doing that. Quentin can attest to that. He lives on that stuff. He's a gym rat, so he says, yeah, carbonated drinks and whey protein don't mix. But this is pre-mixed. This could be anything from a protein drink that you would use to bulk up to those protein drinks that you get for meal replacements. I think there's some diabetes ones too that you can that are for sale that are high in protein. I think they're like a meal replacement drink. And are fairly low calorie, low sugar, and high in protein, which essentially makes like a diet float. Oh, yes, the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life, something to learn each and every day. Why not? Hey, thank you so much for being here, you guys. We got to wrap it up. Thank you so much for being here and hanging out and having some beach time and some conversational fun. Let's do it tomorrow again on Taste of Tuesday. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon like the sun once again. Thank you so much. Have a great Monday. Enjoy that sunshine. The countdown to Thanksgiving continues. We'll see you for a Taste It Tuesday tomorrow. Have a great day, guys. Thank you.